Welcome to this Capital Advisory podcast brought to you by AccountingWeb.co.uk and Capitalize.com. I'm John Stockdyke, the Editor-in-Chief of Accounting Web, and I'm here with Kirsty McGregor from the Corporate Finance Network. Now, Kirsty is also known as the informal accountant-in-residence for the online funding platform Capitalize. Kirsty, we know you well as a contributor to our Any Answers Live webinars and podcasts like these on Accounting Web. So thanks on behalf of all our listeners for making time for us again. How are things going for you?
Thank you, John. It's a bit of a mouthful, that job title, isn't it? It's a good job we don't use business cards anymore, because I've got too many hats at the moment. But yes, things are going great, thank you. I am hoping to get abroad very shortly, so all fingers crossed for this traffic light announcement.
Yeah, fingers crossed. And also joining us here in the virtual studio to discuss funding issues facing small businesses and their advisors is Keir Warwick from Bully Davy. Thank you too, Keir. How have things been for you since your clients came out of lockdown on the 19th of July?
No, thanks for having me. I'd say the best way to summarise that is a mixed bag. I've had some clients that have traded strongly and the future looks bright, but there's also been numerous clients that are facing quite big issues.
Excellent. Okay, well, I think we'll start diving into those issues and how it sort of creates needs for different kinds of funding. But the point I always make around this issue post-pandemic is basically it's made every accounting a funding advisor. I mean, whether they liked it or not, clients were turning to their accountants for advice on where to get funds and grants, and then also wanting help with applications, forecasts and sort of helping to choose, bank loans, whether the existing bank loan was best or whether there were better terms elsewhere. Now that we're kind of getting into new territory where maybe there's a need for ongoing recovery funds, or for those that were lucky enough to prosper or pivot during the pandemic, there's opportunities to acquire or to take advantage of other kinds of growth opportunities as the economy opens. Now, Kirsty, you do regular surveys for the Corporate Finance Network, and I know you're always talking to accountants. So what's your assessment of the broader impacts the pandemic's had on businesses, and how are those factors affecting their funding needs?
I think what Keir says is absolutely spot on and reflects what we're hearing across the profession. The Corporate Finance Network surveys with ACCA, and we survey firms that are typically around about 10,000 business clients each month. And what we're seeing consistently over the last couple of months is that trading wasn't as bad as people were expecting, or they have certainly turned a corner. And they're hoping that they'll be back to pre-COVID trading situation much sooner than they originally thought they were going to be, maybe 3 or 4 months ago. So that's really positive. What we are finding, though, is that business owners are still quite reticent and nervous to take extra steps now, because as much as the growth potential is there, I think they're still, certainly in some sectors like hospitality and retail, for example, they're really concerned about potential another lockdown in the autumn and how that might impact on their business again. And of course, they're now reaching the point where all of these bounce back repayments or C-bills repayments or VAT deferrals or rent deferrals, all these costs that they'd negotiated a payment plan for are now coming due, and that really is impacting on cash flow. But maybe only about 25% to a third of business owners have done anything about that. So that's just showing that from a confidence perspective and also energy levels and mental health have really taken, this period of time has really taken its toll on that, and they're not full of vim and vigor to go off and find new funding solutions or new capital advisory routes to give them some more resilience. So they just, a lot of them just seem to be sitting back and just waiting a little bit. And certainly we know that although there was a big drive to do cash flow forecasts and projections this time last year, we were on the Leave No Business Behind campaign to really encourage accountants to to work with clients to do some cash flow forecasting, that appears that it's in a lot of cases just been a one-off exercise and it hasn't really carried on, which means that a lot of business owners probably are going into this next quarter and into 2022 with their eyes closed, and that's a little bit worrying.
And Kira, have you sort of seen much need for, you know, loan, you know, refinancing and things? You know, the CBILS issue, is that something causing your clients, you know, potential issues?
Yeah, I totally agree with Kirsty. They're not open to it or forward thinking at the minute. I think the issue is they're fighting the day to day rather than sort of planning for the future and when these repayments are going to hit. So it's something that we've been very proactive on, and we mention it at all the meetings that this is the loan amount, these are the repayments, etc., to try and bring it to their attention, because it has been missed. Because most of the debt that our clients have incurred, it could be a year old now. That's how long it's been about, and it's almost forgotten about. So I totally agree with Kirsty. So what we've been looking at is we've been running forecasting and cash flow projections, etc., and also looking at the recovery loan scheme, especially on the businesses which have been really impacted. To name one off the top of my head is a kitchen retail shop that obviously, as you can imagine, has had a really hard time. And the cash is just depleted. We've already got a bounce back loan, but we're now having to look for a recovery loan to see them through the next period. And it's also worth mentioning furlough stops soon, which has been really supporting the businesses, but that's coming to an end also.
Yeah. Okay, so there are definitely sort of, well, forearmed and better informed. Kira, I'm quite interested in the accounts work is coming through, and on our Any Answers page on Accounting Web, we do at least once a week, and if not more, get accountants kind of reporting on these ugly surprises they're discovering in clients' accounts for the most recent financial year they're working on. You know, there's, you know, lots I'm worried about: anti-money laundering, wayward loans, wayward grants, and things. But looking over the accounts you might have seen, are you picking up any particular problems in your client groups?
I've seen a couple. There was, for example, there's a buy-to-let limited company that applied for and got the rates relief grant, which shouldn't have happened because the checks weren't there. And also there was one of my clients has got numerous retail outlets, and they were getting a grant for each of the outlets, and they actually, the level of the grants were too high, so they had to pay some of that back, which we picked up as part of the accounts process. So, yes. I am seeing it.
I guess those are sort of more sort of ethical, but again, they'll have some cash flow impacts on them. Kirsty, have you got a sort of broad picture of is there a particular characteristic of business impacts that you might have seen, or any other point that Kira was mentioning?
I think at Capitalise, what we're seeing a lot with our firms such as Bully Davy and their clients is that where the accountant hasn't been involved last year in securing the loan, probably because it was a bounce back loan, and so many businesses went direct to their lender and to get their bounce back loan. In a lot of cases, the accountant didn't even know that they'd done that. And now as they're coming to see the accounts, they're seeing the bounce back loans in there. If it was CBILS, it was more likely the accountant was involved because it was probably business plans were necessary, or there was some sort of involvement we find in the lender, which is where Capitalise really helped the profession massively last year. But in terms of bounce backs, we didn't see those. So now we're starting to see them. And what we're seeing is that quite often a business may have got a £50,000 bounce back loan or even less, thinking that that would do. You know, that was last April, May time, perhaps, when they didn't think this was going to go on quite so long. And now, as Keir says, they're really struggling for cash flow. And that's where the recovery loan is starting to be coming to use now, or other capital products as well, because that bounce back loan may have been spent, maybe it wasn't sufficient. And now the accountant is getting involved because the client is approaching all these repayments and hasn't got the cash there to pay for everything that they need to.
So, I mean, you know, is is the business recovery loan, you know, sufficient? Is that going to tide over most of these situations, or are there other ways and means that Kira, you too, you can come in on this, that you're trying to address those situations?
At the moment, I would just say the recovery loan scheme has started extremely slowly. It actually went live on the 6th of April. There were no lenders on the 6th of April actually offering facilities, even though they were accredited, because the banks were just firefighting and dealing with the volume that they had from bounce backs and CBILS. So it's taken quite a long time to get some lenders that are active in recovery loans. There are some now, not many, but there are some, so that we've definitely got routes that we can put businesses into now. But that's been the tricky thing, that it has started so slowly. And I really hope that is going to speed up, because I think as we come out of the summer and come into September, I think there's going to be a lot of necessary action to be taken. The business owners will then be looking to act quite quickly.
Well, Kira, you sound like you're one of the pioneers on that front. So that's interesting. So if we set aside the sort of specific repayments and the people who have maybe got that, you know, got into the, you know, built up a pool of debt over the recovery period. But if we look more generally across lots of business, you know, about businesses as general, you know, not necessarily the ones who are in the biggest trouble, what would you say is the most widespread concern you're seeing across the sort of the whole market, really, Kirsty? Is there anything that stands out for you?
I just think it's the nervousness about what comes next, you know, what is happening in quarter four when we come into the autumn. And I just hope that confidence builds now over the next 4 to 8 weeks, as clearly the case numbers are coming down and the vaccinations are going up. So I'm hoping that business owners will feel more confident and we will have a buoyant summer that doesn't then turn into a disastrous autumn with another lockdown, and that will put business owners in a position where they've got the confidence then to take advantage of these growth opportunities that they know are there, and also find the capital requirements to be able to fulfill those opportunities, because they will need working capital without a doubt. And it's not just funding, it's not just another loan, there are other ways of bringing capital into the business, but they need to certainly look at that to make sure they've got the capability to make the most of those opportunities.
I mean, I was talking to Kira a minute ago about the idea of looking at the accounts coming off coming across his desk. Are there any tools or techniques, you know, you'd pass on about, you know, when they start seeing, you know, issues in the accounts, maybe not just about the sort of working capital, but generally, any sort of tips to pass on to generally improve things for, you know, are there easy and simple improvements, you know, you can suggest as an advisor?
Yeah, so I mean, Capitalize has been a bit of a game changer for myself and our clients, because I agree with Kirsty that my portfolio is still a bit nervous about the future. So they're risky entrepreneurs, but it's been scaled back to a point. So what we're doing is with the platform is looking at there's a monitor sort of element to it, and you can look at what they could borrow and what their credit scoring is, which is allowing us to be proactive and say, look, the future, you can get back to the levels of growth, and we can help improve your credit scoring to allow you to get the funding to get it and to get this growth and look back at acquisition. So it's getting that message across. As the trusted advisor, because in the past we were the trusted advisor, but the finance would have been a local bank manager, for example. But now we're bringing it to the table. We're saying the routes to get the finance and really offering that service, which it's been great for them and great for us.
That's brilliant to hear. I mean, the monitor product is absolutely, talk about game changing. This is going to be game changing for accountants. And just being able to look at the credit score will have such an impact on your clients, because credit score nowadays is so, so important to every business. And we've heard from those in the know that see the data, that the number of credit searches that are being done has risen massively in the last 6 to 12 months, because businesses are more reticent to trade with other businesses that might not be secure and stable. So they, instead of relying on, I've known my mate John for 10 years, he's good for the money, they're actually going to do credit searches and taking a little bit more care about the terms that they're offering. And so for a business that's got a poor credit score, which can often happen when you file accounts, you know, as soon as you file accounts at Companies House, the credit score will be recalculated by the major platforms, the agencies such as Experian, Equifax, CreditSafe. They will at that point rescore that business. And if you are seeing net assets go down, if you are filing full accounts and seeing profits go down, then it will have a detrimental impact on that credit score. And that means that the business isn't able to maybe win new customers because they're not seen by those larger customers as being stable enough to win that work. They're not able to gain the credit terms that they need from their suppliers. So instead of being on 60-day terms, they're having to pay on order. And that is catastrophic to working capital management. And even things like, you know, needing a lease for maintaining a burglar alarm or in all sorts of things that are checking credit scores now, a new car for the directors, for example. So it's such an important piece of data and one that typically accountants would not have looked at that closely or even been aware of. And now through this platform, it's right in front of you and you can see it straight away. And even better than that, through the credit improvement product, we're able to go to the major credit agencies and enter into an NDA with them so that you can give them more information that isn't in the public domain that will reassess that credit score. So if it should be higher, it should be fair, it should be a better score, then that can be addressed. So that is going to make a huge difference. And I think Keir's been working with some of his clients on that.
Yeah, I have. The retail shop local to us, the credit scoring is low, so now we're looking at how to improve that before applying for the loan. Whereas a few years ago, without the capitalised products, I wouldn't have even been involved in that process.
What kinds of things are you going to attempt there?
What with the improvement of the credit score?
Yeah.
To be honest, that's a bit new to me. That I'm getting the support of the colleague at Capitalise who's taking it on from us. But the plan is to improve this credit score, I think it's set at 45, to increase it to then get this loan for the working capital to ease the cash flow issues.
Yeah. So we work, John, just to put a bit of flesh on the bones there, we work with an agency that are able to predict what the credit score should be rather than what it is, and then are able to go direct to these major companies. They're able to go direct to them and provide them with more information. So, for example, if you have more recent management accounts that show up an improved position, if you have order books that are very healthy, all sorts of other information, if you've got proof of recent funding lines, for example, all of this will show the business is more stable than their algorithm automatically calculates just based on those historical accounts that have just been filed. Then that's, it's a great way of reassessing that and getting the agency to put a new score on there.
Thanks. Now, you did raise a person, not everybody's sort of, it's not always remedial. You did talk already about companies wanting to, take advantage of growth opportunities. What kinds of things are accountants doing at the moment, or could they do to help clients scale and take advantage of new openings?
Yeah, I've got a client, which I think is quite a good example, very entrepreneurial. The business is 2 or 3 years old, so fairly new. And they're had a really good time during COVID. They sold PPE, believe it or not, and have had a good year. But the cash flow on it is like what Kirsty said earlier. Because of the credit scoring, they had to pay on order. So significant cash outlay. But as a result of me using the Capitalise product, I looked at loan options and managed to get them financed for $75,000. Off the back of that, they're now moving to bigger premises and taking on a salesperson. And that's what's changed in our industry, is that using the capitalized product, I can go to them and say, look, you are entrepreneurial. Don't let the current situation stop you. This is your credit score, and this is what we need to do to improve it. Off the back of that, we can get you this loan at this rate over this term. That means you can scale up, you can move premises, you can employ new staff, and carry on going for the growth. So there are some good stories out there as well.
I think that's where business advisors have really changed in certainly over the last 5 to 10 years. But it's just, as John said, it's just become such a focus in the last 12 months that accountants are getting much more involved now in the funding and the capital element of the business. It starts with business advisory. It starts with talking to your client, doesn't it, about what are their hopes and dreams and what are their plans and what are their goals and what are the opportunities, and then trying to work out if there is a way to fulfill those. Because whether you are taking on new premises or new staff or new kit or even just wanting to run a marketing campaign, you need to be able to have the capital in the business to be able to afford to do that. And invest in that. And that's really where all the possible funding routes or different capital products can come in. And being able to just have those conversations where you can actually provide a solution as an accountant to your client is it's so empowering.
Agreed. And with that example, they had such an issue with getting a bounce back loan, which was one of the easiest loans to get. They weren't going to go for this growth because their Main Street bank, it was hard to get the bounce back loan, so they were going to basically stick and ride it out. But as I said, using the capitalized product, and because I have a monthly management accounts meeting, and I teased out of them what is the ultimate goal. We then saw that we needed the cash. We looked at capitalized, and they've got the loan.
And this is what accountants are able to do with businesses. They're able to give them confidence and fulfill their ambitions and also make them accountable to have, you know, achieving those goals. And that's where we as a profession can add so much value into the businesses in this country.
Do you either of you, you know, experimented or have much experience of kind of going for non-capital funding routes? You know, are there other avenues to explore out there?
I've used invoice finance. Mm-hmm. So that we use that really well for one of my construction clients, which has really eased the cash flow and allowed them to go for growth and ultimately do an acquisition as well.
And there's other capital products as well, such as, you know, R&D tax credits or innovation grants if you've got a particularly innovative client, which is probably wider than you realise actually what you're able to go and find. So there are definitely different routes out there, but I think managing the working capital, you start internally, and that will probably release so much more than you expect. Whether you are looking at the credit improvement, as we've already spoken about, or whether, for example, you're looking at the recovery product that Capitalize use, where you've got customers of your clients who are slow paying and are at risk of being a bad debt. Typically, what would happen in days gone by is the business owner would take it so far, they would do credit control as normal, they would maybe send a 7-day letter, they would perhaps get a solicitor to send a letter and they would pay for that. But at that point, if you then haven't got a solution, the business owner has to make a decision, do they want to take it to litigation with lawyers? And these are not, these are potentially quite expensive exercises without having a known outcome. So I think, you know, one of the products that Capitalize brought in last year was so well timed is the recovery product, where it's a dispute resolution and a litigation product once credit control has failed. So that is such a powerful product at the moment, because there are situations where businesses have held off paying their suppliers, and your clients may have that problem that their customers are getting older and older, and that's really impacting on their cash flow. So it's a no-win, no-fee product, this. So this is where the risk is massively removed. Of course, you don't get 100% of the debt back. There are fees to pay because it's an insured product, with it being no-win, no-fee. But if the assessment is made by our partners that believe that they can get this money back, then it's a brilliant thing to be able to offer your clients, because if your clients aren't asking soon enough and pushing it soon enough, then they could join a long queue of lots of other creditors, and you know, maybe too late and the business has folded. So I think a mixture of working capital management internally with credit improvement and recovery, as well as the external funding routes, whether that be invoice finance, asset finance, or loans, for example, that it's a mix of all of those that accountants are able to do now that's so powerful.
Thanks. So we've sort of ranged across, you know, a battery, sort of a mixture of different settings, and you know, it does sound like there's a kind of a mix and match for all the different scenarios. But just starting with Q, but I think I want to ask both of you, looking back at your experiences over the past year, maybe you know, getting on for 2 years almost, when you turn and look, think in terms of capital advisory, you know, Keir, what's the sort of what's the biggest lesson you've learned that you'd want to pass on over that time when it comes to sort of company funding, you know, whether it's internal working capital or external sources, you know, what have you learned? What techniques have you improved or perfected over that time?
It is the credit scoring, which is a really powerful tool to allow your clients to get the best loan that they can, which in the past that just hasn't been on our radar. So to be able to do that legwork before applying for the loan and ultimately getting a bigger loan or on a better rate, that's a really useful tool to have.
Kirsty, what about you? Any sort of broader lessons about being a better funding advisor? What can you pass on?
I think the days of just having half a dozen lenders in your toolkit, whether that's, you know, a couple of bank managers, a couple of invoice discounting regional managers, you know, those days have long gone. The market has completely changed even before COVID. And I suppose the biggest thing I'd want to pass on is for accountants to have the confidence to talk about these things and be able to offer solutions. They need to have the tech there to support them, that and the people behind that tech, so that they have got that larger market approach and know that they've got solutions for their clients that are market leading. So that comes, that confidence comes with the training that's given as well, and the ability to be able to bounce ideas off a partnership manager, and okay, works with Marcus at Capitalize, and that just allows you to, as a business advisor, to get that confidence, get those skills, understand what's going on in the market, and then relay that to your clients, who will be just completely blown away by your advice.
Well, thank you both. That's inspiring messages and some practical advice from both Keir Warwick and Kirsty McGregor. I'm afraid it's probably all we've got time for to fit into this particular podcast, but as I say, we've touched on so many issues. You know, there's so much to get to grips with when you get into this capital advisory area. So Kirsty, can I turn to you again perhaps for the final word? Could you kind of pull things together for the listeners and maybe advise them? You know, you've suggested a few places they could whistle, but what about, you know, if they just want to research and learn, you know, passively before getting too deeply involved, what other resources are out there to help them take the first steps?
So if they go on the capitalize.com website, there's an opportunity to just have a demo of the platform, and that's no strings attached, and somebody would talk you through how it works. There's lots of resources on there in terms of blogs and guides and insights, and I think we're probably going to put a link to some of them in the show notes to this, so that you can just have a read around the subject really and see what's available, along with talking to other firms that are already doing it. So you know, some of our guides have got quite a lot of examples of other firms that are around the country, such as Keir, that are using these brilliantly now. And I think this will really just take our profession in a really positive direction in the next year or so.
Great. Well, thank you again. Thank you both for your advice and views. And I'm sure this is a topic we're going to be returning to quite frequently in the years to come. So if you want to keep your finger on the financial pulse, do as Kirsty suggests and monitor capitalize.com and see what they have to offer. And accountingweb.co.uk will be there along the way to commenting on all the developments in the market. Thank you once again to our panelists and to you for listening. And until we see you again, goodbye and have a good and productive and prosperous day. Thanks again.